This is Kate Bolt. I'm the executive director of the Holland Educational Foundation.
So, Kate, the Holland Educational Foundation is a lot like working at the admin building for Holland Public Schools. Things don't stop. Just keep on going during the summertime. What are you up to at the Holland Educational Foundation?
Right now, we are really hearing from teachers about what happened in classrooms with the grants that we gave in the spring and the fall. We love hearing back from the spring grant cycle. It went well, and we continue to receive teacher reports measuring the success of grants and increasing student engagement in the classroom. It's fun to get the stories and photos from the year.
Well, you're also welcoming some new members to the Holland Educational Foundation board.
Yeah, we have so many new board members and committee members. Things continue to grow and people are excited about Holland Public Schools and want to get behind supporting it. We have Justin Freeman, who works at Denoyer Chevrolet, involved in the community and wants to make it better. Kurt Jolly, he is at West Michigan Advisors and new to the community and wants to plug in. Matthew Lohn is at Miller Knoll and he's our new treasurer. And we are really grateful to our outgoing board member, Emily Van Fossen, who is involved in so many things at the school.
Well, we know HEF is definitely having some fun this summer while raising awareness and funds. Tell us about some of those fun events.
We are having a lot of fun this summer. We have a HEF Run Club, and that is a run club that is 60 members strong. We did one training run where everyone runs at different paces, and we did a tour of all the HPS schools, so we ran to each school. And some of us took photos at each school and then kept running, and it was super fun. We're training for the Holland Haven Marathon. It's September 7, and we have two more training runs coming up. One is from Holland to Saugatuck, and we're going to have brunch at the Southerner when we get there. And another is in the Lake Town area. So we're one of four charity partners with the Holland Haven Marathon. And you can go right to their website and give to our running team because we're just running to show loyalty and provide funds for HEF, for Holland Public Schools.
And then what do we have to look forward to at the start of the school year?
Jason and I have been coming up with the way to introduce you to our six distinguished alumni for 2025-2026 school year. And we're going to announce those this summer, so stay tuned. A committee came together and chose from who was nominated. And those are people that just love Holland Public Schools, tell about it in the community. And we're going to be sending out letters this week to those people. And pretty soon we will, on social media, you'll see those names all over. And we're going to really honor them at our Red Tie Gala in November. They will be announced and celebrated and thanked at the gala that is November 8, 2025, here at Holland High School. And it will be a 5:30, doors open, 6 o'clock start to that event. Red Tie Gala means you don't have to wear, like, it's a black tie. You can wear something that's red. And Jason Craner came up with this idea, so thank you. And that's going to be a full dinner program, including our distinguished alumni. And this year we're going to have an elementary school choir joining us. Ballet Folklorico will be performing, and a lot of other student engagement. So if you want to see what's happening at Holland, you need to put this date on your calendar, November 8.
Kate, you have a unique opportunity as the executive director of the Holland Educational Foundation to really get out and hear what people are saying about all the things that are happening at Holland Public Schools and how those things really make Holland Public Schools right for families. What are you hearing?
I see this excitement that's built and that we have this really wonderful narrative in the community that people like, that we have a smaller school with big opportunities and that this is the place for their kids, that they will be known and seen. And people in the business community see that we need a strong public school in order to have a strong community. And people just keep saying that over and over. And have you seen this at Holland? And have you seen that? And nothing makes me happier than hearing about that in the community.
That's so great, Kate. How can people get more information about what's happening at the Holland Educational Foundation?
On our website, hollandeducationalfoundation.org, there are lots of ways to plug in how to send me an email. You can sign up for our newsletter, and that will give you all the information you need. And every year we provide vital funds for innovative teaching tools and experiences beyond the standard budget. So if you're interested in, you know, boosting this narrative that Holland is the very best school, you can join us and go to our website.
Well, thanks, Kate, for everything HEF does for the students and staff at Holland Public Schools. And thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on the podcast. I appreciate it.
If you want more information about the Holland Educational Foundation or about all the great things that are happening at Holland Public Schools, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.